USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An American citizen has died of the coronavirus in China. The total death count now is 720. The criticism of the Chinese response is still increasing. Dr. William Schaefer at the Vanderbilt Medical Center.
It's been widely reported that people who are ill are not receiving sufficient care. And that's where a great deal of attention needs now to be directed.
Two more planes carrying Americans evacuated from the epicenter arrived in the U.S. on Friday. They'll be quarantined at military bases for 2 weeks. The U.S. is pledging as much as $100 million to fight the global outbreak. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother, Army Lieutenant Colonel Yevgeny Vindman, were both removed from their jobs at the White House. Ambassador Gordon Sondland was also recalled from his post. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Some of the Democratic presidential hopefuls took to the stage on Friday in New Hampshire. They went after President Trump as well as each other. Former Vice President Joe Biden.
The president wants very much to stick a label on every candidate. Bernie's labeled himself, not me, a Democratic Socialist. I think that's the label that the president's going to lay on everyone running with Bernie if he's a nominee.
Former Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Politically, we're facing a fundamentally new problem with President Donald Trump. So the biggest risk we could take at a time like this would be to go up against that fundamentally new challenge by trying to fall back on the familiar.
The New Hampshire primary is this Tuesday. This week, there's been some dangerous and deadly weather. At least 5 people have been killed.
Ooh, literally in a tornado.
2 tornadoes were reported in Maryland. There were no injuries, but there was major damage, with homes destroyed and trees uprooted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaroot Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The trade deal between China and the U.S. is more complicated than previously thought. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
One of the components in Phase 1 of the U.S.-China trade deal includes tough intellectual property protections. The United States and China are both working to combat counterfeit or pirated goods, and many of those goods end up on Amazon and eBay. Peter Navarro is the director of the National Trade Council at the White House. He says companies like Amazon, eBay, and Walmart need to get their act together.
We have a huge problem with counterfeits coming into this country. I've been running an operation with Customs and Border Protection for the last 6 months. That show that as much as 10% of the products coming in from China by air are contraband. Half of it's counterfeits. The other half are things like controlled substances, including fentanyl. It's stuff really that can harm or kill Americans and certainly defraud them. E-commerce is a big enabler of that. Amazon, Shopify, JD.com, Alibaba. I've been working on this. We came out with an action plan 10 days ago with the Department of Health. And we also came out with an executive order last week, which is going to essentially crack down on the e-commerce platforms and others if they will not take their responsibility and help solve this problem.